Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Let's talk about the situation regarding regulations of dust in just a moment.
With five generations of experience, W.B. Johnston Grain is ready to serve you as the fall crops are harvested. We have space for your grain and look forward to serving you. And Johnston Grain has heard your request and can offer you a bid for the 2011 winter wheat crop. Call Johnston Grain at 800-375-1382 for more information. Johnston Grain Company's success is based not just on our ability to adapt to the ever-changing needs and demands of the ag industry, but also on our ability to deliver the highest level of service to each customer. Johnston Grain, serving agriculture since 1893.
That's the sound of someone eating a new McDonald's Angus snack wrap while walking down a city street. Indulging in 100% Angus beef with delectable toppings demands one's undivided attention. That's the sound of that same someone falling into a manhole. Angus axiom number 2. Don't walk and chew Angus at the same time. Savor one of 3 Angus snack wraps for just $1.99 at McDonald's. The simple joy of Angus. Prices and participation may vary.
The bureaucrats at the Environmental Protection Agency continue to have a burning desire to try to regulate the amount of dust that's permissible to kick up out in the countryside on any given day. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they remain very concerned about the latest proposals, talking about a 50% reduction in dust that might be permissible or allowable or legal, I guess you might say, to be kicked up on any given day.
To a lot of folks, they may say, well, you know, 50% doesn't sound so bad since we were talking about a tenfold decrease a couple of months ago. But this is going to take it so low that it's still going to impact agriculture. Matter of fact, the current level, which is 150 micrograms per cubic meters, the current level is already hard to be attained by agriculture and cities and states in the western United States. And so we know that a 50% decrease is only going to make that harder for the rest of the country to comply. We hear a lot of rhetoric out of this administration that, you know, we need to preserve the family farms and ranches. We need to be able to feed the ever-increasing number of mouths, both at home and abroad. But when you have these potential actions by EPA that would pretty much overnight put our food and fiber production systems in violation of the national ambient air quality standards, we have to sit back and say, where is the true common sense in that? There is no peer-reviewed science that would cause them to make this 50% reduction. And that is the message that we're trying to get out to the governors right now, is to get the governors engaged and to contact both the White House and the EPA administrator and let them know that the economic impact on this industry and on their states is going to be significant if, under these proposals, you have a situation where tillage operations can only be done at night when the humidity hits a certain percentage. And those are some of the potential mitigation ideas that would be floated if EPA goes through with these dust proposals. The good thing is we still have time to engage in this process, so we're working on making sure that EPA has as much peer-reviewed science as possible. But more importantly, just like on the GPSA rule, it's about outcry from the countryside and from the states to this administration, letting them know that we've got to throw a little common sense back in there, because in this country, the wind blows, and with it, the dust gets kicked up.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association saying that a sustained loud outcry from the countryside might have some impact, but also pressure on Congress to try to rein in EPA on this issue may be a key. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, you don't want to miss the 13th annual Angus production sale of the Pollard Farms Sunday, August 29th at noon in the air-conditioned sale facility at the Pollard Farms Ranch, a mile east of Wacomas. 90 lots, 137 head of elite Angus genetics will be offered, including donors, cow-calf pairs, bred cows, heifers, embryo calves, and pregnancies. For more information, contact Pollard Farms, 580-758-1464, or go to pollardfarms.com. At your Beef Bus, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.